So the last thing I wanted to say is whether or not I have a piece of advice for young writers or other aspiring poets. I think my Taurean determination and stubbornness has yielded some good luck in my life with regard to pursuing my path as a writer. I don't give up easily. If anything, during the first few years of seeking publication for my poems, I just took each rejection letter as a galvanizing force to write better, submit more professionally with regard to cover letters and things like this, and just continue to read voraciously and try to expose myself to as many aesthetics and forms as possible, not just from our own era, but from eras past, immersing myself in schools of poetry, again, both contemporary and canonical, that may not align immediately with my sensibility, such as metrical verse, for example. So lastly, I would just say reading voraciously, availing oneself of as many poetries, many different kinds of poetries as possible, reading heavily and deeply, not just in poetry, lyric or narrative, but also in the history of poetics, everything from Aristotle to Charles Olson, whom I just mentioned. Louise Glick is another favorite of mine in terms of contemporary poetics, Annie Finch, and many others. So I would just also say in conclusion that there are many funded graduate programs out there, both on the master's and doctoral level, that are funded by the students, either research or teaching assistantships, which don't require taking out tens of thousands of dollars in student loans, which are very difficult to pay back on a writer's or teacher's salary. So I would just encourage young poets who feel the determination and the drive and the desire to become a professional poet or professional writer, so to speak, to not get entangled with systems of debt, at least too early in their careers, if ever, because that can be an albatross that might make you regret, at least in part, your decision to pursue this fine art over other more stable or at least practical careers.